BBC News with Jerry Smait. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has struck a deal to form a coalition government shortly before a deadline expired. Mr. Netanyahu reached an agreement with the far-right Jewish Home Party, Bayit Yehudi, led by Naftali Bennett, which will guarantee the slimmest possible majority. Kevin Connolly is in Jerusalem.
Mr. Netanyahu had entered the last day of talks with 53 of the parliamentary seats he needed in the bag out of the 61 required for a majority in Israel's 120-seat parliament. The party, with the last 8 votes he needed, was thus able to drive a hard bargain. Bayit Yehudi, which enjoys strong support among settlers on the West Bank, will control the powerful Justice Ministry.
Political campaigning for Thursday's general election in Britain has now drawn to a close. The Prime Minister David Cameron said the Conservatives would protect recent economic gains. His main rival, Labour's Ed Miliband, promised to protect working families. Here's our UK political correspondent, Rob Watson.
In his final appeal to the voters, David Cameron said Britain was stronger than it was 5 years ago, but there was more work to do. While Labour's Ed Miliband insisted he was the best man to lead the country. But the rise of the Scottish National Party and the defection of Conservative and Labour voters to what used to be considered fringe parties, such as UKIP and the Greens, means neither Mr. Cameron nor Mr. Miliband is likely to win outright. So expect all these sleep-deprived politicians to soon be facing the exhausting challenge of somehow forming a stable government.
The president of Burundi, Pierre Nkurunziza, says his bid to become president for a third term in June's election will be his last. In an address to the nation, he also promised the immediate release of children arrested in bloody protests sparked by his controversial decision, which the opposition says is unconstitutional. President Nkurunziza added that hundreds of others would also be freed if the protests stopped. His opponents immediately said the demonstrations would continue. The end of the Spanish football season has been thrown into doubt, with the National Federation saying it's suspending all competitions from the 16th of this month in a multi-layered dispute with the government. Here's our sports reporter, Alex Kapstick.
The Spanish Federation's move followed the announcement last week of new legislation governing the selling of television rights to broadcast football. Collective bargaining will replace the existing structure whereby clubs negotiate their own TV contracts, which favours more popular teams like Real Madrid and Barcelona. The top two leagues in Spain support the change, but the influential Football Federation and the Players' Union are opposed to certain aspects of the deal. They want further negotiations with the government.
World News from the BBC. Parliament in Canada has approved a law giving the security services broad new powers to combat terrorism. It allows Canada's spy agency to expand surveillance at home and abroad and makes it easier for police to detain suspects without charge. The law was introduced in response to Islamist attacks in Canada last year, when a gunman killed a soldier and stormed Parliament before being shot dead. Yemen has urged the United Nations to authorize a swift intervention by foreign land forces in order to save the country, specifically in the cities of Aden and Taiz. Houthi rebels have been advancing in both areas despite airstrikes against them by a Saudi-led coalition. Yemen's letter to the Security Council could provide legal cover for foreign intervention on the ground. The coalition air campaign began after a similar letter in March requesting military help from Gulf Arab states. The security forces in Pakistan have prevented a suicide bomb attack on a school football match in the northwest tribal region of Kurram. A gunfight broke out when guards stopped two bombers from entering the crowded stadium. Both attackers were killed, but at least one managed to detonate his explosives. Two other people died in the gun battle. The singer and songwriter Errol Brown, who fronted the band Hot Chocolate, has died at his home in the Bahamas. He'd been suffering from liver cancer. For 15 years, Hot Chocolate had more than 30 hit records in over 50 countries, including their most famous, You Sexy Thing, which Errol Brown said was a love song to his wife of 41 years.
When you hear the song and you get the joy from the song, and if it brightens your moment, that is special. That's what songs are supposed to do. It lifts your soul a little bit.
The late Errol Brown. And that's the BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 可可net.com。